Hello everyone, I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com, and today the topic is the Springfield 3 murder mystery. So someone sent me a question, says, "Hi Lynn, I have a murder mystery I'd love you to do a reading on. Please look at the Springfield 3. So I have a couple links on my blog that actually go and they discuss this a little more, the oddities to it. The quick synopsis is three women, now known as the Springfield 3, vanished without a trace. Their last known location offers little clues into what led up to their disappearance. Despite thousands of tips, investigators have been unable to figure out what happened to Stacy McCall, Cheryl Levitt, and Susie Streeter on the early morning hours of June 7th, 1992. So, when I focus on this, I get that it involved a stalker, and I see someone hiding in the bushes and standing behind trees while peering in the window on more than one occasion. So I feel like this activity happened for a while and it led up to this. And I'm trying to get clarity on who the focus was out of the three ladies, because three ladies came up missing and I was trying to determine who is this stalker really watching and what's going on here. And I felt like I wanted to focus on Cheryl as the main target. There was someone in her life that looks to have been harassing her, and I'm not sure she went as far as to get a restraining order, but she did question it. She realized the extent this person didn't realize the extent that this person was going to go to in order to violate privacy and watch her. Like, she knew it was happening, but she didn't know how extreme this really was. He showed up at her home late that night, and the girls looked like they were already there. So all three girls, the woman and the two girls, were there, and I see that this guy had a weapon, a gun, and forced all three to handcuff one another. You know, so they're all handcuffed and he's kind of running the show here and telling them to do that and get in the car. I get that he threatened to hurt one and may even hurt one in front of Cheryl. In this situation, I get Cheryl thought that this was the only way to get away from him or get help from someone on the outside. Like, she felt like she had to get out of her house, and being out in the public, maybe she could get an escape plan or get away from him or run or something like that. After they got into his, and what I think is a blue car, it looks like two were put in the trunk. She was put in the car, Cheryl. He drove them to a wooded area on the edge of town. He hoped to talk to Cheryl while leaving the girls in the trunk. She tried to calm him and placate him, but it didn't work. He kept saying that she was lying, and he became so furious, he ended up taking the girls out of the trunk and shot them in front of Cheryl. He did it to basically torture her and terrify her. He then went in a rage and a panic and said, "See what you made me do," like blamed her for his actions. She pleaded with him, but he ultimately shot her too. And I get that he left the bodies in the wooded area, and I see this tall ledge that looks to have a bottle of water underneath it. And that, I get, is where he left them or buried them or covered them up or something like that. So if you were to take her location and find this wooded area, but I felt like the geographic marker would be kind of like this cliff with a body of water under it. It would be right around in that area. And that's all I really have for this. And to be honest, I really wanted to shut down after I got that much image and that much information. So hopefully that's helpful to someone out there or provide some kind of clue or insight. But for now, that is all I have, and I will leave you with that. Again, I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com, and don't forget to check me out on Telegram. We have a lot of fun things going on there as well. And that is all I have. Take care. Thank you. Bye.